from half forward, a squaring kick, a chance for Pavlich, and a great mark.
That is a great mark.
Hill beats the man on the mark and penetrates the 50. Down towards the pocket, Tabernard. Left footer might improve the angle, and what has he done? He put it straight through. He threaded the needle from wide out.
Dawson back to Pierce, tackled by Betts. He's in trouble. It may fall for the Crows. It does, and it's Douglas.
Ballantyne was darting towards goal, but straight away,
umpire.
He was tackled by Laird. Ballantyne's been knocked off holding the ball.
Did he ever have it, Drew? I don't think he did.
In goes Connor Blakely once more. Throws himself on the footy. Has to get it out. It does come out to Crozier. And he has a snap on goal, and he's put it through.
Punch to the front. Lynch comes in to help. Lynch balks with a hand pass. Snaps for goal. And Lynch has kicked one at last.
Oh, that's a goal in the round contender there, Drew.
Great tackle on Lynn. Crumbs there to Cameron. The presence of mind to look up and see Eddie Betts. Steps it on goal. And the result is exactly what the Crow supporters and players
and Don Pike would have wanted.
The handball out to Gray. His kick to a stationary Pavlich is not a good one, but according to the umpire, Pavlich gave him a bit of a nudge in the back. Verdict, Bradley.
Soft as Mr. Whippy ice cream, Pete, on a hot day.
Now lines up and misses.
Four crooked behinds for Pav this afternoon. One's poster.
So 8 goals, 13 for the year. It's getting worse for the Pav. Here's Douglas for Adelaide. The siren. Well, I thought the quarter time siren was merciful. I reckon the half time siren's about equal to it. A merciful end to a half of football where Adelaide kicked 5-5-35. For a lot of it, they weren't the better side. Fremantle 2-11-23. Now, the margin's just two straight kicks, but nobody can kick it straight. Kick worked up the ground by Seedsman. Betts has it. Hand pass into Sloan. Hand pass on. And Lyons from the goal square kicks the goal.
Lynch to Betts. Forward pocket. Kicks it low and kicks it straight. Tavernard comes back to Clark from a standing start as a shot on goal. Guess what? Another behind.
Right, Neil marks. Kicks to full forward. Off hands and Pavlich roves. Kicks the goal.
Here they come.
Picked up by Daniel Pierce across his body. Kicks it in the Pav direction. Gets spoiled off hands. Comes down to Walters. I think he'll kick this. He has to kick it across his body. And Walters has.
Well done to Walters. Throws it on the boot. Close to goal. Mayne's got a chance. He sockers once. Sockers twice. And kicks a goal.
Rory Sloan's got it. Has a shot on goal. And kicks it. And he loves it too.
And Cameron Mark. Eddie Betts gives him a lead. Goes to the pocket. And takes the mark. Cornered by the man on the mark. He hooks it to the goal square. He tried to bounce it through and it just clipped the padding of the post.
Now for the Crows. Well done, Cameron. Chips it over the top looking for Jenkins, who's taken that mark one-handed. Loops the handball over the top to Eddie, who slams it through.
Back to Barlow, who takes a nice mark. Walters. Oh, he's been excellent. He takes a terrific mark in between players. This for his third for the day, all in the last quarter, and he nails it.
Smith goes back to Brown. And Brown to Sloan. Still defensive 50 for the Crows. Goes to Talia. 31 minutes have gone. You think there's only seconds remaining in this game of football. The Crows will win. They're 14-13-97. And there it is. Full-time siren. It's all over. The Dockers 0-6. The Crows 4-2. The Crows in the top half of the AFL ladder. The Dockers are propping up the rest. In the end, the margin, 33 points. The Crows victors here at the Adelaide Oval.